Support for WAMC comes from the National Museum of Dance, Saratoga Springs, New York. Celebrate National Dance Month with a 2-hour dance-a-thon at the museum on July 29th. DanceMuseum.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports News. I'm Jake Sorgan. It's official, Lynn Sanity is moving to Houston. The New York Knicks confirmed last night that they will not match the Houston Rockets' 3-year, $25 million offer for point guard Jeremy Lin, a restricted free agent. The New York Times initially reported the Knicks' decision. New York officially had until 11:59 last night to decide whether to re-sign Lin. Mets pinch hitter Jordani Valdespin delivered a clutch 3-run homer in the ninth during last night's game against the Washington Nationals, but the Mets couldn't convert the save into a win, losing to the Nationals 5-4 in 10 innings. Elsewhere in the National League, the Phillies beat the Dodgers 3-2, Cincinnati over Arizona 4-0, San Francisco over Atlanta 9-0, Miami beats the Cubs 9-5, Milwaukee over St. Louis 3-2, Pittsburgh 6-2 over Colorado, and San Diego beats Houston 8-2. In the American League, the Yankees top Toronto 6-1, the Red Sox losing to the White Sox 7-5, the Angels 13-0 over Detroit, Tampa Bay beats Cleveland 4-2, Minnesota over Baltimore 6-4, Seattle beats Kansas City 9-6, and Texas over Oakland 6-1. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz says MRI results revealed no tear or rupturing in his Achilles tendon. Ortiz was wearing a protective boot and was held out of the lineup for Boston's game last night against the White Sox. The Red Sox say they plan to wait another few days before deciding whether to put him on the disabled list. Penn State says it will respond within days to the NCAA's demand for information regarding the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The NCAA is looking into whether the university should face penalties. In a broadcast interview on Monday, the president of the NCAA indicated no penalty was off the table, including a shutdown of the university's football program. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.